Friday morning here at the 2015 National FFA Convention, a pair of Oklahoma agriculture leaders were honored by the national organization, receiving the Honorary American Degree. Monica Wilkie, the Executive Director of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and Tyler Norvell, Executive Director of Oklahoma's Youth Expo, both saluted being nominated by the Oklahoma FFA Association. We talked with both of them about their experience here in Louisville this week, as well as what FFA has meant to them during their times in the agricultural community. We start, first of all, with Monica. Monica, congratulations. Honored here today by the FFA. Is this the first time back in a few years for FFA convention?
It is. It's been a long time since I've been back to the National FFA convention.
And, of course, 60,000 plus now, so it's a little different than when you were coming representing Oklahoma, right?
It is. It is. I never actually was at the National Convention when it was in Louisville. It was still in Kansas City, Missouri when I was a member. But I'll tell you what hasn't changed is the nature of those who wear the blue and gold. It's still the wonderful, they continue to put out the wonderful members.
I know that you had a chance to actually do some judging yesterday, and I guess you an opportunity to see some of the things that are going on nationally with these young people, and that's pretty impressive.
Absolutely, yeah. I had the chance to judge the stars in ag placement, and that's what I was talking with Mr. Boggs last night at dinner. It's amazing that these are kids that are, you know, still in high school, some of them, college, and it just gives you kind of a renewed sense in the youth of America when you come in and have the opportunity to talk with these young people who are doing so much at such a young age.
From your bully pulpit with Farm Bureau, you're able to be a big supporter of our youth, 4-H and FFA in the state. Why is that important to Oklahoma Farm Bureau?
Oh, gosh, when I think about what we need in agriculture, we need spokespeople. And when I look at, again, the quality of the people that are produced in the FFA organization, this is the future. This is the future of agriculture. These are the future leaders. And so Farm Bureau absolutely will always continue to support this organization because they are producing the best and the brightest. Always have, always will.
And for you personally, you've got some FFA credentials. What's that meant? What's the FFA done for you as you've moved into this corporate position?
Yeah, I always tell this story. But for having served the FFA, but for having the opportunity to have worn the blue and gold jacket and then ultimately served as a state FFA officer, I would never be sitting in the chair today that I sit. And it's just those principles that you learn, hard work, being honest and fair in your dealings, but just learning leadership at all levels. And it just prepares you in so many ways. And I use principles that I learned in FFA every day in the corporate chair at Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
And Tyler Norvell also had high praise for the blue and gold. This is a special organization, I know, for you personally, but also for the Youth Expo.
Absolutely. They're the best partner we have. Without the FFA, we wouldn't have a show. We wouldn't have participants. Mr. Stats is on our board of directors, Jack Stats. Mr. Boggs, the superintendent of the sheep show, and Mr. Murray in the cattle show. It just goes on and on. All of them help put it on, and without them, we wouldn't have a show. And FFA is near and dear to my heart. Without it, I wouldn't be where I am today. You know, my ag teacher's done more for me than any non-family member I have in my life, and still a very important part of my life, Mr. Billy Scott Nampo. So FFA's everything to me.
And you've had a chance to get back. I don't know if you've been to the National Convention in recent years or not, but quite a difference. It's grown so much.
Yes, I have not been since 2003 when I was a delegate for the Oklahoma FFA Association my freshman year of college, and it has grown. It is enormous. It's just amazing how quick it can change in just a little over 10 years, but it's still doing what's important, teaching kids leadership skills and making them the best and brightest we have.
You alluded to the fact that FFA really kind of got you going and has meant a lot to you even after you basically took the blue and gold jacket off.
Yeah, I mean, it equipped me with the skills I need in terms of public speaking, critical thinking, and help me with the livestock I'm still involved with today, producing livestock, growing up on a farm. It's just been essential, and probably as much as anything that we need more of is fiscal responsibility, how to keep a record book, how to keep records, how to know when I'm making a profit, when I'm losing money, and how to make adjustments. That's something we take for granted that FFA teaches kids, and we need a lot more of that.
Two of the really dynamic young agricultural leaders for Oklahoma agriculture, Monica Wilkie, Tyler Norvell, both honored this week by the FFA. In Louisville at the National FFA Convention, I'm Ron Hayes on the Oklahoma Farm Report.